Blog Talk Radio.
Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forevermore. And our soul says, amen, amen, and amen. We give the Lord praise, glory, and honor for this last day of the year here in 2022. And we thank God for you and for you and for you. Thank God for you following us. Amen. Joining in with us, being blessed by this ministry. And we give God all the praise and all the glory and all the honor. Because if it had not been for the Lord who was on our side, amen, where would we be? Well, beloved, amen, today is the last day of 2022, and we want to say goodbye to 2022. Amen. And as we move forward into our new year and our new day, amen, glory be to God. We want to embrace, amen, and giving God advance praise, amen, for what the new year, amen, will bring unto us. Glory be to God. Amen, beloved, it's time to leave the old behind. Amen, glory be to God. Brother Paul said in Philippians 3:14, he says, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. Amen. Paul is saying, I'm pressing on. Amen. Brothers, he said in 13 verse, brothers, I do not consider myself yet to have taken a hold of it, but one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining forward towards what is ahead. Beloved, it's time for us, amen, to grab hold of destiny, to grab hold of our future. 2022. Amen. We thank God for it. Amen. It has been a good year. Amen. It's been better for some. Amen. But it was a year that the Lord has kept us, a year that the Lord has blessed us, a year, Father, that the Lord has protected us from evil and danger seen and unseen. Regardless of the outcome, it could have been worse, but we want to thank God. Amen. That our latter shall be greater. Beloved, hallelujah, on this last day of 2022, regardless of how good it was, how bad it was, how sweet it was, or how sour it was, it's time to say goodbye. Amen. And a few hours from now, beloved, when the clock strikes 12, 2022 will be gone forever. Amen. The tears, the laughter, amen, the sharing. Some people that we shared with, we may not ever get an opportunity to share with them again. Some opportunities that have come our way, we may not get an opportunity again, beloved. But let us give God some praise. Let us be thankful for what we did do. Let us learn from the mistakes that we have made. Glory be, let that be a teaching moment and a learning experience preparing us, amen, for the next opportunity that comes our way. We won't be dragging slow. We won't be thinking twice, but we would know from experience that it's time to move, it's time to jump, and it's time to leap. Beloved, amen, let us tell the Lord, let us tell 2022 goodbye. Brother Paul says here, amen, forgetting what is behind and straining towards what is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize of God's heavenly calling in Christ Jesus. Beloved, it's time to press. Beloved, it's time to just let it go. We have to, hopefully 2022 has taught us, refined us, amen, with the resilience. Amen. And the focus and the fortitude. Amen. Where we are now ready to say that we are ready. We are now ready to embrace change. We are now ready to step into the unknown. We are now ready to step into the uncomfortable. We are now ready to step where the Lord has been calling us and preparing us to step for a long time. Beloved, we got to let it go. And in letting go 2022, that means we got to say goodbye to some people. We got to say goodbye to some places and to some things. Amen. We have to say goodbye. This wasn't necessarily a bad thing. Glory be to God, but it's over. Amen. Glory be to God. Be it sweet, be it bitter. Beloved, amen, it's over because it's not part of our destiny. It's not part of our calling. It's not where the Lord is calling us. And beloved, it's time to let the luggage go. You did run well. Who did hinder you? He tells us, beloved, to lay aside every weight Lay aside every sin that's hindering you. It's slowing us down. Glory be to God. Might not necessarily be a sin, but it's slowing you down, beloved. Hallelujah. Every weight is not a sin, but every sin is a weight, and it's slowing you down, amen, from your destiny, slowing you down from where the Lord is calling you, slowing you down. Beloved, we have to unhook ourselves. This is the time. This is the season. Glory be to God. Beloved, God has built us up. Amen. We are now on our way, just a couple steps from reaching the pinnacle. And the higher you go, the heavier the weight, because gravity is pulling down on you. Glory be to God. So the higher you go, the more focused you have to be, the more determined you have to be, the more resilient you need to have be. You need more grit. Glory be to God. You got to get real gritty in this last hour, beloved, as we cross over, amen, into this new day, new week, new month, new year. The Lord is saying, this is it. It's time, amen, to receive what the Lord has already prepared for you. It is time to embrace the new. Glory be to God. It's time to walk into new areas, new territories, new addresses. Glory be to God. New ministries, new cars, new relationships, new money, new health, everything new. Glory be to God. Beloved, we got to let it go. You can't go into 23 holding on to the luggage of 2022, 2021, 2020, 2019. Beloved, all that was preparation time. That was preparing time. Amen. Working together. Amen. And stirring us up, training for reigning, preparing us for this moment in time. Amen. Glory be to God. And Paul knew that he wasn't going to get it holding on to the old. Paul knew that it was no way possible, amen, to happen. Amen. Holding on to the old. And he said, amen. He said, I got to let it go. I got to let it go, beloved. Glory be to God. Everybody, hallelujah, couldn't get on the boat when Jesus was crossing over to the other side. There's some mindsets we got to let go. There's some attitudes we got to let go. We got to just let it go, beloved. You got to get to a place now. We ought to be tired of being tired. Some of us are so close we can feel it, so close we can actually see it. Glory be to God, so close, beloved. Glory be to God, hallelujah. It doesn't get easier, glory be to God. It becomes a little bit more challenging. This is why you have to press in. Otherwise, Paul, you would have said, I'm just going to walk through. No, Paul said, I can't walk through. I got to press through. Beloved, as we cross over in 2023, you should be ready, amen, with a crossing over, with a pressing over mindset that this is it. Amen. You got to tell the Lord you're ready. You're ready. Ready or not, here I am. Ready or not, here I come. God, I want it. Let's go. Amen. Paul said, I'm pressing in. Paul said, I'm pressing in. Glory be to God. 2022 is over, beloved. You can't go back and change the tears. You can't go back and change the incidents, the accidents. Glory be to God. Family members have left us. Glory be to God. Some of us have lost a lot of stuff. Some of us have gained a lot of stuff. Some of us have laughed a lot. Some of us have cried a lot. Because we have all gone through, amen, whatever we went through, beloved. But I'm telling you, whatever we went through is gone. In a few hours, if the Lord tarry, 2022 is over. Will you let it go? Don't try to hold on to 2022, because you won't be able to embrace the new. You can't embrace 2023 holding on to 2022. Beloved, I come to encourage you, just let it go. I know you love them. Glory be to God, but it's over. The relationship is over. Will you let it go? Will you bury the dead? Glory be to God. Beloved, it's dead. Hallelujah. That season has expired. Will you let it go? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. God wants to do something new in your life. And beloved, amen, this is why he told the children of Israel, glory be to God, in the book of Exodus chapter number 12. He says, this month is the beginning of months for you. It shall be the first month of your year. Glory, it's the first month. Beloved, if the Lord tarry, amen, glory be to God, tomorrow, amen, holly, it's going to be the first month. Not the first month so much of 2023, but it's the first month of your new year. What you going to do with it? God has given you so much. He has trusted you with so much. He has deposited so much in you. Some of you, glory be to God, have books. You have inventions. You have talents. You have gifts. You have praise. You have, glory be to God, ministries. You have, God has put so much in you. What in the heck are you waiting for? You're going to let another year go by? You're going to let another year, another 12 months, another 365 days go by so you would sit by looking up in the sky like something wrong with you? You're going to let another year go by to talk about what you could have, would have, should have done? Beloved, this is the season. This is it. We got to leap for it. You just got to take a calculated risk and leap. And knowing that you're not going to fall, and if you fall, God's going to catch you. You're not going to lose because you can't lose. With the God you choose, you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. You are more than a conqueror. But glory be to God. We were so slowful in so many areas of our lives in 2022. We had opportunities that just sat there for weeks and months waiting for us to recognize it and acknowledge it, and we let the opportunity slide out the back door. Just slid right out the back door because it got tired of waiting for you to activate your faith, waiting for and making all these excuses. Don't have enough time. Don't have enough money. Don't have the credit. All these excuses is not biblical. Not one place in the Bible does God give us an excuse. Hallelujah. He gives us a green light. We're supposed to appropriate our faith and go for it. And you can't sit around waiting for somebody else to jump on because it's not, amen, their goal. They might not even want you to make it in the first place. They might be smiling in your face, but hoping that you fail. You can't wait for somebody else to wait to come on up. You got to move when the Lord say move. Glory be to God. Beloved, it's time for us to stop despising small beginnings. And I pray, glory be to God, beloved, on this last day of the year, that you will get the guts, that you will get the bonus, the holy bonus, and tell 2022 goodbye, goodbye, goodbye. It was sweet, but goodbye. It was fun, but goodbye. It was fearful, but goodbye. It was lonely, but goodbye. Whatever it was, goodbye, 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 because you're gone. And we are now ready to embrace the new season, the new day, the new month. Beloved, this is it right here, beloved. This is it. Hallelujah. I'm preaching a message tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. Full blown. That's the message. That's the message for tonight. 10 o'clock. I'll watch night service. Full blown, baby. You're full blown. If you don't move right now, you're going to be overripe. You're going to be overripe. Some of you overripe already. And when it's too ripe, baby, it ain't good for nothing. It ain't good for nothing because you're overripe. Because you're sitting around waiting for something to happen. You're waiting for God to give you another sign. My God, how many signs the Lord got to give you? You're waiting for God to open another door. My God, how many doors you need? When Jesus says he is the door, you only need one door. How many opportunities you going to let pass by you? Making all these excuses. Beloved, Brother Paul said excuses is over. I done made my fair share of excuses, but that was yesterday. It's over. 2022, goodbye. Oh, I done made some mistakes. Yes, I have. God forgive me. 2022, goodbye. Oh, I have cried. I have cried. I have cried. But I cried my last tear in 2022. 2022, goodbye. Glory be to God. Everything negative, beloved, was a training ground. Amen. For us to embrace the new in 2023. Everything that God allowed us to go through was preparation for what God is about to give us, and we're going to be overtaken, overtaken with possibilities, overtaken with the blessing. This is your season to leap forward. Glory be to God, but you can't leap forward holding on to 2022. It ain't going to work. Those dead relationships, baby, let the dead bury their dead. It's dead. Glory be to God. Those dead dreams, look, let me tell you, it's time to resurrect those dreams or grab hold to a new one. It's time for resurrection of some stuff. And it ain't going if it's not God's will to resurrect, that means let the dead bury the dead, and you got to go with the new. However, God gonna make it new. If he resurrected, it's new. Or he might want to go brand new. Whatever it is, glory be to God. If unless you have the mindset to embrace it, it's not gonna happen. Because you got to ask, believe, and receive. Beloved, it's time out now. This season here is the time to step out on the unfamiliar, on new territories, new places. Those parts where the devil's been taunting you, you've been scared to go there. Amen. Fear has been torturing you. What if I run out of money? What if I don't have nobody to have? What if this? What if that? Those places where the devil's been torturing you, that God has been calling you for expansion. All that, tell you the truth, God's been calling us all last year and the year before. But somebody say, I'm ready now. Beloved, tell 2022 goodbye. You're going to be all right. You're going to be all right. If you might feel lonely in the beginning, that's all right. God gonna make it all right. Whatever you give up, don't worry about it. Amen. If you're doing what the Lord tell you to do, don't worry about it. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I'm going to close, amen, on this scripture right here. Hallelujah. Luke, amen, chapter number 14, amen, verse number 26. That's not the one I want. I'm finding the scripture that I want. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Here it is. You can find it, amen, hallelujah, in Mark 10 and 30, and you can find it in Matthew 19 and 25. Let's go with the one in Matthew. Matthew 19 and 29. He says, and everyone who has left houses, everyone who has left their brothers, their sisters, their father, their mother, or their wife, or children, or fields, for the sake of my name, will receive 100-fold and will inherit eternal life. What is this scripture saying, beloved? I heard somebody say it on our platform a couple weeks ago. Some people are holding you back. Some people are holding you back. Some people are holding you back from your destiny. And you trying to please the people, and you trying to please this person and that person, but you ain't happy. You ain't happy. Matter of fact, you miserable. You're miserable. Glory be to God. You ain't got no joy. Your peace is being robbed. Go, why? Because you're being disobedient to that. And you're being disobedient to the inner voice. You're being disobedient. Glory. You ain't happy. And some people holding you back. Yeah, but they my best friend. Yeah, but they holding you back. Jesus want to be your friend. Beloved, say goodbye to 2022 and let us embrace the new. Hallelujah. Let us let go. Let us let go. Let us let go. Let us let go. Let us learn from the things that we went through. Hallelujah. And let us ask the Lord to show us the next step. Show us that don't even wait until the new year come in. Pray it today. Pray it today before the sun come up. Lord, show me the next step because I'm ready to go. I'm ready to go. Don't worry. You ain't going to have to go by yourself. And even if you do, it's only going to be short term. Hallelujah. God is sending you somewhere. God has a calling on your life. God has destiny in your life. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Oh, glory be to God. Glory be to God. God, hallelujah. Help me to make the next move. Oh, beloved, let me tell you, life is not checkers, it's chess. And you got to let God direct the board. And God will help you to make the power moves. Hallelujah. To take you from being the tail to the head. From taking you from being the lenderer, from taking you from being the borrower to the lender, from taking you from the bottom to the top. Hallelujah. This year, right here, 2023. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. It's like a person working in the vineyard and they find gold buried in the ground. That gold was of great value, but it was been buried. I see and hear the Spirit of the Lord saying, amen, glory be to God, amen, that gold is going to be dug up, glory be to God. And there's going to be exposure. God is going to give divine light, divine breakthrough, amen, glory be to God. Household statuses, amen, glory be to God, to many of you listening today. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Your season of suffering is over. Your season is over. Awaiting is over. Glory be to the living God. We just preached all last week about asking, seeking, and knocking. Glory be to God that when we ask the Lord, amen, hallelujah, that's one level of faith. But then, amen, when we get a little bit more desperate and we go a little bit deeper, amen, we begin to seek the Lord. But what the Holy Spirit revealed to me, beloved, when we start knocking, amen, that's a level of faith where you're not waiting on the blessing, you're going to get the blessing. When you start knocking, you're not sitting around waiting for somebody to do nothing. You're going to get it. I mean, this is when your faith is at the highest level. Glory be to God. This is when you're on the highest vibration. Glory. This is when you're moving with force and tenacity that I ain't waiting for nothing. I'm going to use my faith and go get it. I'm going to knock. Glory be to God. I ain't sitting in a living room no more waiting. I'm not sitting waiting for an email or a letter in the mail or a phone call or somebody to discover me. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I'm going forward. I'm going forward. Lord, here I am. I'm participating in my own rescue right about now. Here I am. Beloved, that's the mindset that you need to embrace, and the Lord is calling us to embrace for 2023, those who are serious, those who are adamant about your success, those who are serious about your success, your healing, your breakthrough. Glory be to God. Blessings on every side, spiritual blessings, physical blessings, financial blessings, marital blessings. Glory be to God. Those of you who are really serious, serious to the point where you are ready to cut off the past everywhere you need to cut it. You cutting it in Jesus' name, and you're moving forward in Jesus' name, and you're embracing the new because it's waiting for you. Glory be to God. I want to encourage you today. Beloved, tell the Lord yes. Just tell the Lord, you're not going to fail. Come on, that's the only way you're going to be happy. Some of you think you're getting happy right now thinking about it. Even as I speak, you feel the stress rolling off of you. You feel enlightened right now just by the words coming out my mouth. Why? Because you are agreeing with it. It's your time, baby. Glory, stop trying to live and please everybody and live and please God. You never please everybody. Even Jesus couldn't please everybody. Huh? Glory be. No matter what you do, you can't please everybody. We're not called to please everybody. We're called to love everybody. We're not called to please everybody because it's impossible to please everybody. So since it's impossible to please everybody, why don't you just please God and please yourself? Because when you please and God please, don't worry about it. The right people are going to be there in your circle. But, beloved, let me tell you something. And this is a decision I've come to myself. You got to go where you're celebrated, not where you're tolerated. You got to get around people that love you and appreciate you for who you are, not people who just tolerate you because they feel it's their duty to tolerate you. And the Holy Spirit will take you there. Huh? It took Jesus. Huh? It's going to take you too, but only if you want to. And definitely, it's not going to happen with you holding on to the old. It's not going to happen with you holding on to 2022, 2021, 2020, 2019. You can take it all the way back to the year you was born. Amen. You got to let it go. Just let it go. Let it go. I said that was my last scripture. All right. I lied. I got one more. Matthews. I think it's chapter number 28. Holy Ghost, bring it to my remembrance. First Peter, chapter number 5, verse number 7 says this: cast all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Cast all your cares on him. Hallelujah. Let it go. Let it go. We know it's difficult for some of you. You don't even want to think. You know God been telling you let that relationship go a long time ago. It's time out for all that shacking. Baby, it's time out for that shacking. You holding back your blessing. I know you thrilled when the climax come. Glory be to God. But let me tell you, you ain't going to be able to deal with the repercussions. It's time to let that, look, put a ring on it, baby. Put a ring on it or let it go. Glory, come on now. Well, how long you going to be dating? It's a trick of the devil. Glory, next thing you know, they done ran off with somebody else after they done dried you out. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Mark chapter number 11. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The word of God says here, beloved, and verse number, hallelujah. Mark chapter number 11. Verse number 29. And it reads like this: come to me. Come. Now, okay. All right. I'm finished. But hear me. He says, come to me. That means you got to take a step. That means you got to literally make a conscientious decision that you're going to let 2022 go, sweet, bad, and bitter. And you're going to come to Jesus with an attitude that you are ready to be used and fulfill your destiny in 2023. Show enough. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Now, some of us have been worn out. The devil done worked us over in 2022. Yes, he did. Tell the truth. We not giving the devil no glory, but we've been battling. Our spiritual warfare has been intensified. I'm telling you, took everything with, we know we saved because we still standing after all the hell we done been through in 2022. Huh? But what did he say here? He says, take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Beloved, tell the Lord, yes. It's time, this 2023, it's time to take another step. We know you don't come far. We applaud all of you who have. It's time to take another step. You got to go deeper. God really used our prophet, our Pastor Erica, when her teaching talked about going deeper. Beloved, you got to go deeper. You got to go deeper. See, because you just been in that asking mode. See, you just been in that first level of faith. You got to go deeper now. You got to start seeking God in your situation, and then you got to go real deep, and you got to start knocking. You ain't waiting for nobody. You reaching out. You reaching out to the contractors. You reaching out to the publishers. You reaching out. Amen. You reaching out. Huh? You reaching out. You using your faith. You gonna reach out. Huh? You're looking for opportunities. You're looking, glory be to God. You're reaching out. That's what you call knocking. You ain't waiting for nothing no more. You going to get it. You going to get it. See? Why? Because you're trusting God. You're trusting God. You're maximizing your faith. You're amplifying your faith to the off degree in 2023. That's what you're going to do. And you ain't tolerating nothing. Now, anybody else talking negativity, you'll talk to them later. You'll get back to them. And when you get to them, the Holy Spirit is going to give you a spirit of discernment to show you the ones that are with you and the ones that are not. Huh? You're going to pray for the ones that's not, and you're going to roll with the ones that's with you. And God is taking you somewhere. He's taking you somewhere. He's doing something. Say goodbye to 2022, beloved, and embrace the new. Embrace the new. You're going to feel a little uncomfortable in the beginning because it's a place you've never been before. It's an environment and a spirit you've never been before. Don't relinquish and step back. Sometimes when the Lord is taking us into new territory, we get fearful and we step back into the comfort, our comfort zone. We step back into the familiar. It's time to step out of the familiar and go where the Lord is taking you. And go where the Lord is taking you. Hallelujah. Father God, we say thank you. We say thank you. God, we say thank you. You have done so much in our lives. You have done so much in our personal lives, in our corporate lives. We thank you here for the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Father God, some of us are pregnant and have already given birth to babies that we are neglecting. We don't even realize, Father God, that we were so sluggish and we were sleeping so much and all these other things that we was going through. We didn't even realize that we was pregnant in the spirit. And we have given birth to twins and triplets and quadruplets, and we have neglected the babies, Father God, because we refuse to embrace the new. New possibilities, new gifts, new callings, all things new. Father God, help us to say yes. Help us to come out of fear. Help us to come out of doubt. Help us to get away from negativity. Help us to shift our mindset, to stay in a grateful attitude, Father, and to think like a winner. Because as a man or woman thinks, so are they. Now pick up our babies and start to care for them. And some of us are in labor right now, Father. We pray for our brothers and sisters in labor. They're giving birth to destiny. Father God, help them not to abort the baby. Help them not to throw in the towel. Help them not to quit. They're too close. They're too close. Father God, we pray for them today. We pray, and we pray for ourselves. And Father God, we say we are no longer afraid, because we was afraid. We ain't going to lie. We were scared. That's what kept us back from going where you're calling us. That's what kept us back from doing the project, completing the project, and doing the things you're calling. We were scared. For whatever the reason was, scared of failure, the fear of failure, the fear of success, the fear of fear. We don't even know why we were scared, but we were scared. But we come, Father God, on this last day of 20 and 22, say we ain't scared no more. We ain't scared no more. And whatever will be, but we going with you, and we going all the way into our destiny. In Jesus' name we thank you. And in Jesus' name we pray. And our soul says amen. Amen. And amen. Hallelujah. That's it. That's it, beloved. If it's to be, let me hear you say this. And I know the lines are closed. Amen. I want to hear you in the spirit. If it's to be, it's up to me. Beloved, if it's to be, it's not up to God. Because God already did all he's going to do. The work of the cross is already done. Jesus said it is finished. If it's to be, it's not up to God. We know it sounds cute, but it ain't biblical. If it's to be, it's up to you. You have to believe. You have to receive. And you got to go for it. You got to bust a move. And see, every little step you take is going to get you to that door that we talked about yesterday. And when you get to the door, as I wrote about in my last book, The Crucible Threshold, you got to step on over and step in. And it's going to be the most beautiful season of your life. You're going to wonder why it took you so long to get there. Goodbye, 2022. Hello, 2023. In Jesus' name. Amen. And amen. All right, beloved, this is the last sermon for this year. Well, according to Vlog Radio, we still have one sermon tonight. But this is the last one. 365 days we've been here. This year, 4,300 days over the last 12 years. Tomorrow is our 12th birthday here at in our ministry, January 1. This ministry will be celebrating 12 years. It's our birthday. It's our birthday. It's our birthday. Amen. And if we've been here 365 days, that means that we've been at the altar of prayer over 1,000 days this year. Because we meet there two times a day, sometimes three. Not to count all the TV, internet TV, Apple TV, Roku TV, Google TV, YouTube. We ain't even counting that. Amen. So we want to thank God that God has brought us through. God has brought us through. Thank God for the faithfulness of this ministry. Thank God for everyone that works in this ministry, that sacrifice, amen, their time, their effort, their money in this ministry. We want to thank God, amen, for each and every one of you. And as we have come to this last day in this year, and we know that we have an audience around the globe because we see your numbers in the back office. We don't know you, haven't heard from you. We pray that you have been blessed by this ministry, and that's why you keep coming. If you would like to sow your year of the end offering and to the soil of this ministry that has been a blessing to you, amen, we ask that you would do that by visiting our website at Life Word Jesus. Our mailing address is P.O. Box 461, Glenside, Pennsylvania, 19038. And our Cash App address is $LifeWordJesus. And we thank you for your giving. And that's all part of embracing the new in 2023, because we have to think different and act different. Glory be to God in every area of our lives. Amen. So it's been my pleasure to serve you this year. It's been my pleasure. We don't know how many more years. I don't know when I'm going to pass the baton. I don't know. I don't know when, but when the Lord say so. When the Lord say let somebody else be in charge, amen, or do it a different way, maybe to be several people in charge. I don't know how the Lord is going to do it, but until the Lord said give us instructions, I'm going to continue to serve. Amen. Glory be to God. And the Lord will show me the modifications to make. Amen. As it need to be made. I want to thank God for the last 12 years serving in this ministry faithfully, only by God's grace and mercy, because I was never even a morning person. You better not try to get me up. No, now the Lord got the nerve, and I say that in all deep respect to the Lord. He waking me up 1, 2 in the morning. He got me going to bed real early, so I get up 1, 2 in the morning so that he can talk to me and give me direction and how I need to pray and what I need to do for the body of Christ and especially for Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministry and myself and my family. I was never even a morning person, never even a morning person. But I want to thank God, amen, for the will and the desire, and thank him for using me and thank him for using you. And thank you for the progress that we have made and the territory that we have covered. And we're looking forward to 2023. 2023, I don't know all the details for 2023 yet, beloved. I don't even have a glimpse. But I'm going to tell you right now, it's not going to be the same. It's going to be big and better. And as our sister Joanne said, amen, it's going to be better than best. And I know you can feel it. I know you. It's like it's like fire shut up in your bones. I mean, we about to. I think it was her husband, amen, who said before God took him home, amen, that we about to blow up. He didn't even know God was using him. Brother Jerry gonna be looking down from heaven and say, "I told you, Sister Joanne. I told you that ministry was about to blow up. Because we kept digging deeper for the last 12 years every day." We have a tunnel that's 12 years long. Amen. 12 years long. In Jesus' name. Looking forward to seeing everybody. Amen. At 1:30. Amen. Glory be to God for our holiday luncheon. We'll be celebrating the holidays and also celebrating our 12th ministry anniversary. Looking forward to seeing you all. Amen. In the place. Amen. In Jesus' name. Amen. Lord's willing, tonight at 10 p.m., come back and join us. We'll be on all the social media platforms. We're linking it all up together so you can find us at 10 o'clock. Amen. For our watch night service. Amen. And then tomorrow, amen, Lord's willing, will be the first service of the new year that will also be on social media. But we're going to try to blend that in with the radio. Amen. The internet radio. And we bless be the name of the Lord. So thank you. Amen. I love you. Amen. Be safe. Amen. Whatever you do today, amen, be safe. Will we bind every spirit of retaliation in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost? We cancel bad news. We cancel tears. We cancel sorrow. We cancel premature death, accidents, incidents, calamities, fires, home invasions, carjackings. Father God, any type of bad news, we cancel it right now. God, we thank you for the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom ministry partners, Father God, who have served in this ministry all year long. Not just 1 year. Some of them go back 12 years, Father God, from day one and still hanging in there, such as our minister Nancy and Valerie Heath and others, Father God. We say thank you for each and every one of them, those who have come, those who have gone, and those who are on the way. Father God, we say thank you. Thank you, Father God, for their sacrifice and serving as prayer warriors, their sacrifice. And, Father God, even if they wasn't in the forefront, they was in the background touching and agreeing, literally touching and agreeing, not watching TV while the prayer warrior was praying, not having a conversation on their other phone, but, Father God, touching and agreeing. We say thank you for them. We say thank you for those who come to teach, those who come to preach, those who come to elaborate. Thank you for them. Thank you for, Father, those who have sown their finances in the soil of this ministry. Father God, that they're about to be taken over. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And when they are taken over, bring it back to their remembrance, Father, that it was the seed that was sown in this soil so they can separate and know, Father God, where their blessings come from. And we say thank you and we bless you. And we magnify you. God, we say goodbye to 2022. We say goodbye, Father God. Some of us are a little bit fearful because we really saying goodbye. We are mentally set. Father God, we have cut the cords of everything negative. Glory be to God. And everything that needs to be cut. Everything that's been holding us back from destiny. We say goodbye. Father God, and we embrace the future, and we embrace the new, and we say thank you for it, God. Bless us tonight at 10 o'clock. in Jesus' name. Bless our luncheon. Father God, in the name of Jesus, just help it to be a glorious event. Father God, that everybody can get there without complications. Father God, the food would be good. The hands, bless the hands of those who prepared it. Father God, everybody will be healthy. Father God, nobody around us with COVID, nobody around us with any type of disease or infirmity. Father God, in the name of Jesus, and we can have a glorious time, Father. And for those who were unable to make it, Father God, we ask that we can maybe have another event in the first quarter of this year, be it our new church building or wherever. If we even got to rent a hotel room, whatever we need to do, Father God, and maybe everyone can come together at that time without us coming to a funeral. Father, we are praying that everybody in LifeWord Jesus Kingdom Ministries will be able to come together, and we're not talking about nobody's funeral. Glory be to God. The only thing that's going to die around us is sin. Now, we speak life and abundant life. And God, we thank you for 2023 is the year. Father God, help us to make no apologies for our blessings. Father God, in the name of Jesus, you have already blessed some people in this ministry. Father God, they don't even know it yet because it's still manifesting. Father God, in their health, in their relationships, in their finances, that everything they touch will begin to turn to prophetic gold. Father God, and help them to make no excuses for their blessings. But we say thank you even right now in Jesus' name. We pray for our enemies. We pray for those, Father God, that don't want this ministry to prosper. They don't even know why they're coming up against us, Father God. And we pray that you will give them the will to be saved, every witch, every warlock. Father God, every person with that spirit of jealousy and envy, hating on me, Father God, because you called me to be the leader. I didn't call myself. You called me, Father God, not just hating on me, but hating on one another, hating on the prayer warriors. Father God, and they could serve themselves, Father God, just hating on them. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And every tongue that rises in judgment, it is already condemned. And we say thank you. So, Father God, on this last day of this year, thank you for every day in this year. Thank you for this day. And we commit it back to you. And we say, Father God, hallelujah, this day will be the best day in the whole year, in Jesus' name. We bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, and we seal this prayer in Jesus' name. And we say thank you that Satan is defeated. The darkness is dispelled. And Jesus Christ is the King of Kings. And Jesus Christ, he is the Lord of Lords. Amen. I love you. Amen. See you this afternoon, Lord's willing. Amen. And those of you that won't be with us this afternoon, see you tonight at 10 o'clock. Amen. We'll be here again tomorrow and then back on Monday morning, starting the year. Amen. 2023. Amen. In Jesus' name. God bless you. Pastor Alfreda, Philadelphia, signing out.
Awesome. anybody witnesses on tonight that can really declare it? Really declare it. Look at somebody and tell them, you are, you are.
You are, yeah.
You are what God
denied.
What God denied. Come on, witness to yourself and say it.